What up, what up, what up, what up, beautiful people? You know what it is. It's your boy, Keanu Banks, back in the building. Been a long time, been a lot going on, got a lot to talk about. I'm here, you here, we here. You know how we do. Anyways, man, we're going to start this off. I ain't going to waste no time. I ain't going to be trying to delay and stall tactic y'all out. You know what I'm saying? But it's a word sometimes I have a hard time saying, but I really want to talk about this word, toxicity. And hopefully I said that right. You know what it is, T-O-X-I-C-I-T-Y, toxicity. And one of the definitions just says the quality of being toxic or poisonous. Now, that might be related to drugs or whatever, right? Something on that. But the second definition says the quality of being very harmful or unpleasant in a pervasive or insidious way. Now, why would I be bringing that up, right? Because life lessons. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't to be negative. This ain't to bring nothing down. This is just to talk about real life stuff. And this can be attributed to relationships, friendships, business deals, places you go on the regular that you might not even understand. Now, with everything going on in the world, all the madness, all the craziness, trying to protect your energy, trying to protect your light, trying to be positive, stay positive with all the stuff that's going on, you are going to encounter not only toxic things from, you know, lamestream media, TV, whatever. That's why I don't watch the news. Ain't hardly ever, very minimal, talking about positive stuff, right? It's negative. It's a low vibration. I don't rock with it. Now, I'm not saying that you can't rock with it. I'm telling you about me. So, you don't know that you're going to get tested from close friends or family or significant others or whatever. Or you might just be in a toxic environment. And I think a lot of times people always equate toxicity to a relationship. Oh, this was toxic. This person did this, that, and the third. And that's real because I've been there too. And it ain't fun. And the crazy thing, the cold part about it is when you in it, you don't really, I'm going to speak for me, okay? Like, I don't really be realizing that I'm in it like that. I'm one of those people that's a giver, a helper. I try to give people a benefit of the doubt. And I know we brag a lot about being petty and the petty awards and all that. And I do my best to not entertain petty and try to understand and understand that we're all human, people make mistakes, and things are going to happen. And then I try to open up my vision and my mind and say, okay, on a grand scale, how important is this really, right? Like, is it really that detrimental? Is it really that serious? I don't know, right? But as life goes on, as we grow, as we build, you will learn, and you know, like I know, whether it's a relationship or not, once you get out of it and you look back at it, and I ain't talking about dancing, I ain't talking about, you know what I'm saying, when that thing thanging, I'm talking about when you look back at where you were or who you were with or who you were around, and then you see clear how toxic an environment can be. Now, I recently was in a toxic environment, and this was a place of work. And I knew early on that something didn't feel right. I knew, hey, this ain't it. Now, I had a great deal at said place. I thought that it was stuff that I would be able to deal with and handle, and I know that I was there for the people. So I try to brush all the extra stuff to the side, which eventually, as it always happens, things come up. And then I wasn't realizing, even though I was in it, every day, and I'm pretty much a person who can get up, work out, do these things you got to do, and go all day. Like, there's a motor. And some days I can't. Some days I'm like, yo, I'm exhausted. I need to take a nap, something. And y'all know naps are legit around these streets. But anyways, I found myself being way more exhausted, not even tired, but exhausted than ever. And I'm like, why? And I kept asking myself, is it because you're in a rut? Is this your routine? Like, what is going on? But every time I left this space, I had to recharge. I had to take a nap. And I wasn't understanding. And what I realized is that you can be light. You can be in a great space in life. You could have come through your storms. They don't come to stay. They come to pass, like the good homie Les Brown says. However, you are going to be tested. And I got tested on multiple levels. And I'm just dealing with it and saying it's not that bad. It's not my problem. That's not my business. But at the end of the day, there's only so many lies. There's only so much disrespect. There's only so much negative energy that when you're trying to better yourself and you're trying to work through your own issues or have put in the work to get to this space in life where, you know, you focus on the positive or you're very optimistic and you find the positive in a lot of situations that maybe other people don't. And then you step into this arena where it's just dark. It's dark energy. It's jealousy. It's envy. You can feel it. Now, I'm not mad at somebody because they're in a dark place in their life. I've been in a dark place. But the reality of it is that maybe you shouldn't be in a space where you have to deal with people on a regular basis, where you're supposed to be helping people on a regular basis. Energy don't die and energy don't lie. When your energy is trash, people can tell. Now, there's a difference between, hey, I really didn't sleep well last night and I'm a little bit off, and yo, I'm just in a dark place, but I'm not even going to admit that I'm in a dark place. I'm just going to exude this nasty, vile, dark energy onto anybody that comes in my vicinity. Now, there is more to the story. There's other things that currently, because I have lawyers involved and stuff, that I'm not going to speak on, but I will. So you can mark my words. You will hear more about this. And this isn't just to be like, let me point the finger at someone or whatever. This is me just giving you guys, hopefully this touches someone that is in a toxic place. It might be your job. And I even learned it doesn't matter if you're making good money, because I was making really good money for what I do and for my own self-growth and for my brand. I was doing very well, which people have a problem with that too. Because that's what jealousy does. At the end of the day, and I've said this and I'm going to say this again, I don't work for free. And people take my kindness as a weakness. Like, oh, I'm not causing a scene. I'm not making it a big old blah, blah, blah. I give people chances. But they feel like, oh, I could just take advantage of this dude. He don't know no better. Or I could take advantage of, oh, because he ain't really mad or he ain't in the uproar. I don't have to get mad. I absolutely believe in karma. I absolutely believe in the Most High and a higher power. So you messing with the wrong one or the right one if you understand the lessons at hand. But I'm telling you guys, if you're in a toxic environment, if you're in a toxic relationship, get out. And somebody out there, but how do you get out? You just do it. You leave. You set the boundary and leave. And I know sometimes it's harder than others, especially if, hey, bro, this is my job. This is how I make money. Or, hey, man, whatever. I don't know. Maybe somebody got a soul tie. That's a whole nother conversation we could have. If y'all know anything about soul ties, you know what I'm saying? Where you dating someone or you sleeping with someone and you just can't, you feel like you can't get out. But you have to make the steps. You got to take them. And it's my own fault because I saw the red flags early, but I was like, you know what? I got a great deal. And don't get it twisted. On the optimistic side, I learned a lot. I learned how not to treat people. I learned how not to be as a quote unquote owner, even though that was a facade. I learned how I do not want to run a business ever. So I always look at the lessons. And I say this all the time. First, there's lessons, and then there's blessings. So even in the most, I had to walk away from said facility. And what's funny is, honestly, I didn't even quit. I just said, I'm not doing this for free no more until I'm paid what I'm owed. So people get in their little feelings. They take you off the schedule. They think you need them. You got people talking crazy. Oh, he don't got nothing. Remember that? Because I'm out all of this. That's what makes today's world and social media, like having these apps like Anchor and stuff like that, where you can talk to your people. It's going to come out. I keep telling the truth. They say the truth shall set you free. The truth is going to come out one way or another, whether it's through me and my lawyers or whether it's through karma saying, okay, that's enough. Because you don't get to treat people, and I don't care how this world tries to present it, like sugar, honey, iced tea, and then just walk away unscathed and keep doing the same thing. Eventually, sir, it will catch up to you. Now, I don't got to get all angry and do all these things. But what I realized is I was in such a toxic place. And at the time, it's like, you know, but you don't know. So I leave. And a good friend of mine says, hey, why don't you just come over here and see how we rock over here? Now, if anybody knows, they know I'm a fitness professional, so I'm talking about gyms, right? Now, this is my third strike in a gym. It's my third you're hard-headed lesson. Now I know. I know better, right? But this is the third time I had to deal with some BS. Although, going into it, I let it be known that, hey, I'm cool, I'm understanding, I'm chill. Don't play with me about my money, because I'm going to do my job. And I do my job very well. It's part of my life purpose. Some people don't have that. They just do it because it's fun on the side of the side of the side of the side. So we ain't the same. And we will never be the same. But I'm going to let everybody talk and say their little slick stuff. It gets back to me. It doesn't even matter. Because that part isn't worth entertaining. But what I'm saying is, you have to know your worth, and you have to be okay with walking away. Otherwise, you fester in this, you get engulfed by it, and now you don't even know why you're being negative in life. Because you allowed someone to pour that nasty, no vibration, darkness onto you. Now, I was fighting it as best I could and saying, man, but I'm making good money. Shoot, I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? I went there with a business proposal. It was signed. I'm like, yo, this is okay, we doing something. But it's never enough. For those who don't know what genuine happiness is, it's never enough. If you're narcissistic and you like to manipulate, it's never enough. So I said, well, what lessons did I get from this? Yeah, I know how not to be. I would never run a gym this way. I would never treat people the way I watch some of these people be treated. And those who like that and want to embrace that, they'll stay. I'm okay with losing. I'm okay with moving on. I'm a military brat. I'm used to people coming and going every 3 years. Yo, it's my homeboy, Ronnie, man. We grew up. Yo, man, tomorrow we moving to Texas from Germany. That was regular. So in this line of work, people come, people go. But at some point, you will attract the right people who want to be around. You will attract the people who get it. You will attract the people that say, yo, that's not right. So I'm not going to support that. Now, for the others who decide, hey, I'm cool with it. It is what it is. Or you want to believe the fallacy or the falsehood of, oh, can y'all have turned his back? If you know anything about me when it comes to fitness and me helping people, I'm the last person that would turn my back. So let's just use a smidget of common sense. If you're at a job that pays you very well, doing the thing that you love, would you just up and leave? Does that even make sense? When you're the person who doesn't call in sick, doesn't miss days unless you're out of town, or in my case, out of the country, still working, still helping people, still changing lives. You just leave out of nowhere? Or as Rumorville has, oh, he turned his back. Word? Of everything I've given? But I understand. I get it. And so when you like dysfunction and you like things to be toxic, you embrace that. But just remember, one day the smoke is going to clear. And you're going to see the truth for what it is. You're not going to like it. And I don't care if anybody who is affiliated or whatever, associated, whatever, who knows if they hear this or not. My topic was about toxicity. And I'm giving y'all an example because I was in a toxic environment. And once I went to this other space, even though I had to pivot, major pivot, and change from, it's funny how life comes full circle. You know, 20 years ago, I started off doing personal training. 10 years ago, I started doing group. Fell in love with group. The personal stuff pretty much fell off until recently, until the last year. I really wasn't doing personal. And then I go to this space. And it's personal training, mainly up to small groups where I'm used to big groups of people. And I got this wall up and I'm like ready for these people to be jerks and negative. And like, I'm ready. Like, man, here we go again. Another gym. Okay, Kenyatta, like, you still don't get it. Walk in, meet the owners, such a vibe. Speak the same language. We talk about community. We talk about experience. We talk about creating an experience for the people that's in there. We talk about family. And I'm like, not just talked about. All you got to do is stand around for 10 minutes and watch, and you can see that it actually exists. There's a vibe in there. It's light. It's energy. The music is bumping. And then I'm surrounded by amazing people. I don't even know them all, but I'm guarded. Remember, I just came out of some toxic-ish. So I'm like, man, they probably, these dudes are swollen here. These girls, it's bodybuilders. It's people that training for competitions. But to me, it's impressive. I'm like, yo, this is attractive. It make me want to work harder. I don't care to do nobody's show. That's not my goal in life, but I respect it. M Dynasty respects it too. You heard her. That's my cat. So I'm like, yo, this is what's up. And now people's talking to me. Hey, what's up? How you doing? What? I was ready for it to just put my head down and work. Nah. We already creating bonds. They like, yo, whatever you need, let us know. Hey, you want to work out, bro? Big old trainers. Yo, you want to work out? Man, I could probably learn something. You could learn something. The girls, swole, shredded, good vibes. Hey, how you doing? No, at least in my experience thus far, it ain't no ounce of toxicity from the top down. And let's just give some credit to owners of gyms who actually take care of themselves. And I know that might ruffle some feathers. Some of y'all might be like, you don't know people's story. Listen, in my last probably three experiences, maybe just two, the people that I have encountered who don't have an ounce of like, I'm going to take care of myself, have been some of the worst people that I've ever come across. And I don't care that you got money. That's why you open a gym. Or I don't care because it got handed to you. That's why you run a gym. Or trying to portray the image of running a gym. The people that live the life operate different. Their energy is different. Their vibe is different. The way they communicate is different. So when you come into a space and you're like, yo, these people live this life. It just makes you want to elevate. It makes you want to be better. So you go from a dark place to a place of light, which will force you to look back and be like, oh my God, I was dealing with all of that. I'm telling you, you don't even know how guarded or how broken you're trying not to be until you step out. So some of y'all need to step away. I'm going to step away right now, take a little bit of break, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to come back and finish this thing off strong. But I just wanted to share that with y'all. I'll be back in a second, man. Holler at your boy. All right, back in the building. Anyways, man, so to continue this thing about toxicity, these are two things that go together. I read a meme that just said, protect your energy. So that was a great reminder, and that comes with the territory. And that's across the board. Again, work-related, friendships, family, friends, whatever, associates. Protecting your energy is one of the biggest, most important things you can do, especially if you know that you have great energy. Why? One, because people will be attracted to you. And I don't mean that from like a physical only sense. I'm just in general, it's like if you were a bright light bulb in a dark room. Right. Or if it's dark and you leave your patio door open, but a light is on, the bugs are attracted to the light. So it's kind of like that. Right. However, when you're a light and people are attracted to your energy, you have to be careful and you have to protect it. Because if you don't, you're going to find yourself just giving and giving and giving and then wonder why you're exhausted. You need to be around people who pour into you the way you pour into people. And I am being transparent. I got lost in just giving and giving and giving. I was the person everybody was coming to. I was like what you call the top of the food chain in most of the facilities I was in. And then I walk into a space where I'm not that, and that's fine. Only my little ego might have a problem with it, and I have to check that really quick, because the beauty of it is when people pour into you, especially as like a fitness professional, that's the only thing I can equate this, it feels amazing to be surrounded by go-getters and people that are hungry and they push each other and there's no egos, but it's love and support. So when I say protect your energy, because if you don't, I'm telling you, people are like leeches. They will suck the life out of you and then move on to the next light that they see, the next energy. But when you can give energy, your energy, and then you know where to go to refuel, bro, you winning. That's like having a Tesla or one of these electric cars now, and you know exactly where to go to plug them joints up when they start running low. Now, I don't have one. I'm just saying, I'm giving you an analogy of that's how it works. And you will instantaneously feel the difference from being in a dark, toxic place surrounded by jealousy and envy and insecurities and all these things to getting in a space where it's like, yo, confidence and love and support and, hey, let's work together and collaborations, real ones. Let me tell you, man, it is life change. It is so different. It is so different. But when you don't have anything to compare it with, when you just stuck in the mud, so to speak, you stuck in your rut, or you staying in the safe place because of money. And what? Listen, man, the money gonna come, the money gonna go. And that's what people don't realize. It's like, yo, you think because you paying what you supposed to, well, actually wasn't, that's why I left. But you think that people are gonna stay and just deal with all the toxic nonsense because of the money? Now, that might work for some people that don't have no value, or their integrity ain't there. They don't care, man. I mean, just as long as I'm getting paid, it don't matter. Nah, man, it matters. So you have to make a declaration to yourself to protect your energy at all costs. If that means that you got to go sit in your house by yourself just to rejuvenate, do it. If that means you're not answering DMs and comments or text messages for a day or whatever, do it. Find the stuff that refuels you. Find the things that give you more energy. I had to get back to doing these things because I stopped. Oh, man, I'm building this brand. I'm doing this. Yeah, the grind. Everybody talk about the grind. But we talking about protecting your energy. We're talking about pouring into people and being poured into. That's what's great. And when you experience it, you'll know, yo, this is what's been missing. So you've been on the grind. You've been working. Okay, kudos. But I'm telling you, it makes it better. I didn't say easier, but it does feel freeing to know that you're supported. To know that you're not a walking threat to some insecurities or whatever it is, jealousy or whatever's going on with somebody else because they not taking care of themselves in their life. And that ain't your fault. That ain't even your business, really. But it's for you to have awareness to keep your guard up. Otherwise, they're going to drag you into their lonely, dark, doldrum-ass world. Because misery loves company. And misery don't care if they got to manipulate. They don't care what they got to do to get you down in that dark hole. That's where they want you to be. And if you don't protect that, that's where you'll end up and wake up one day like, how did I get here? Or how did I get here again? Because I'm going to tell you something else. When you don't get the lessons, the lesson's going to keep showing up. Different form, maybe different location, a little bit different scenario, same baseline, same outcome. You will end up in a dark place, drained. I'm speaking from experience. And I still mustered up the strength and the energy every day to give these people what I have. And that don't mean they owe me anything, but I'm going to tell you what. When you make a stand and when you do right by people, there are beautiful people in this world that will help you. I have attracted some of the most amazing people in a time where I was like, I don't know where my next dollar is coming from. I got bills like everybody else and a car note and all that. And the most beautiful, and it ain't just about the money. It's about the work ethic. It's about the integrity. It's about the support to say, yo, wherever you go, because you've been there for us, no matter what I've been going through personally, hey, bro, we got you on the backside. So if you really want to know if people rock with you, if you really want to know if they care, when you switch or you got to make a change or something in your life happens that doesn't, is a little bit out of the norm, or it forces people to have to make a decision, they're going to show you who they are. People always say, believe them the first time. Nah, some people hide it very well. And they only rock with you for their use of you that benefits them in the way that they want. And when it don't benefit them in the way they want anymore, they on to the next. So just be okay with that. You need those people to get out the way. And you need those people to show you and remind you, hey, these ain't the people I'll need around me when I elevate to the next level anyway. These ain't the type of people I want to attract. But I appreciate the lessons. I appreciate showing me who you are. I appreciate confirming how I felt anyway. Like, oh, this is fake love. This ain't real. This is a facade. And when the rubber meets the road, you'll see. And I'm telling you, that could be family, friends, spouses. People will turn quick. Oh, this don't benefit me like that. I'm out. Oh, we don't need him. Okay. But see, when you don't play into the toxic, damn, people don't know what to do with that. Now, I could have went in on this and got all the details and started giving you names and everything. But now, we'll wait. So my advice to you is, if you know that you're in a toxic environment, no matter what it is, and no matter, you don't need all the answers. Here's the thing. Don't let the fear of moving forward paralyze you because you don't have the answers. Once you start moving forward, once you set the boundary and you move forward, the answers will come as you move forward. The solutions will come as you move forward. The people will arrive or arise or just appear as you start to move forward. There's so many beautiful things that have happened since I closed this door. Well, it ain't all the way closed. We still might have to go to court. But every time something beautiful happens, and I'm like, man, okay, I'm here. I'm paying attention. So with everything going in the world, it's 2021. But make the deck. You know, we don't got time for toxic. And if you know it's some toxic stuff that you got, toxic traits or whatever, I'm not perfect. So address them. Acknowledge them. You got the time and the energy to go inside and find out where you need to change or things. Maybe you need to figure out the root issue of something. Go inside and figure it out. But go outside and protect your energy. Give it away. It'll come back tenfold. But you have to protect it because people are trying to attack you. They are trying to attack your energy. They are trying to dim your light, whatever you want to call it. And me and my circle of friends talk about this. We must stop giving our power away. Stop giving it away to people who can't even hold a lighter, a candle, what are them little sparkles, them little 4th of July sticks. They can't hold nan light to what you do. And you gonna give them the power to make you feel some type of way? Nah, bruh, not no more. You'll feel the power of me walk away. That's it. And handle my business. That's it. So stop giving your power away. Protect your energy and get far, far, far away from toxic people, from toxic environments, from toxic relationships, from toxic situations. And you only you know what they are. Draw that line in the sand, set the boundary, and walk off so you can continue to stand in your power and stand in your greatness. ain't gonna hold y'all no more. I'm gonna let this ride. It's been a long time, so I appreciate all the listeners that's out there, the new ones. I'm back in the building. We're gonna have some guests. We're gonna do some things, man. This is Inside the Arsenal with your boy Kenyatta Banks. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Arsenal by Kenyatta. Check out my website, KenyattaBanksArsenal.com. And we out of here. Peace, love, and fire ants. Shout out to palm trees. You know how we do.